I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I thought she said, like, right or something.
I don't know what that means.
Dun, 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 dun.
I thought you were paying attention. You told me you got this.
He has on his character sheet that left and right are sometimes interchangeable.
I thought that was, like, a rhetorical question or something.
Jeremy, do you remember?
What? Oh, no.
Dun, 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 dun.
I've been working on this. I figured you guys knew what you were doing. I just need some scenery for inspiration.
Well, if you're fairly certain it was left or right, then you have at least a 50% chance.
Does the stream run left to right? From
basically, yes.
So downstream must
okay,
be.
We go left.
All right, I start walking to the right.
Okay. He's going right.
Well, if you're sure.
Now everybody's going right.
It's right downstream.
Now I'm going
to. Yes.
I'm going to change to the violin right. And play something more suspenseful.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be honest. I think left was a good call.
Are you going back the other way now?
No, I'm going the same way.
Alright, so you're going right, but he's debating the course, apparently.
I'm saying going left.
Oh, okay, this is left. Okay. He's agreeing with himself that this is the right way to go, but he's got the wrong way when he says it. Okay.
You're playing Jaws with the violin.
Okay. Alright, it's slightly more down slope. But it's not a steep slope by any means. Now, when the two of you are walking, I mean, you're fumbling to place your feet because it's dark and you only have the candlelight. You can stay really close to him, in which case then you can see where you put your feet down.
Don't you have one of those coin doohickeys?
Nah.
That Brunson makes?
My pouch blew up in a fireball, and then the continual darkness and continual light mixed together, and they're all gone now.
See what happened was.
See what happened was.
Oh, okay. He had a darkness coin and a light coin, and then they're not friends, so they killed each other.
They made it, and they made
and
normal
light.
Never
lights. Shall the two meet.
All right, so are you guys going to walk really close to him so that you can see where you're putting your feet, or are you just going to kind of slowly bumble through the darkness?
I'll walk close with the mandolin. Every step, dun, 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 dun.
So you notice he's walking very close to you. So three of you are like this.
Dun, dun, dun.
I wish I would have brought my lantern.
Okay, so the three of you are off shoulder to shoulder walking in the woods. He says, I wish I would have brought my lantern. Alright, but you can see where you're putting your feet down, so there's no chance of tripping or stumbling.
It's
a little slow going because you have to stay close together.
And you get torches.
Okay, so about how far are you going?
I feel so until I see flowers under my feet.
Okay.
4 miles.
All right, so you
or
walk.
The stream ends.
You walk for a while. The stream continues to wind, but the growth under you becomes less, and there's less like broken twigs and stuff, and the canopy opens up some, and then you see a rock wall rising on your left, and then down ahead a little ways, there's another rock wall, but the stream kind of wanders in between it. So if you're still following the stream, you'd go in between this sort of canyon type.
Did she say something about going up a wall or something?
I thought she said something about like a box valley.
Seems like where we are now, but what do we do when we're in the box valley?
Dun dun.
Dun dun.
Dun. You just tune it upwards a little bit as you finish.
Dun dun.
Isn't that where we're supposed to be?
That would be huge.
Do I see any flowers here?
While they're thinking of this.
The light's a little bit more dispersed here. There's some overhead light coming through because the canopy of the trees is not so much. So you can see foot placement. Everything looks like a deep shadow hole, but there's, you know, where you are, you can see enough to walk.
I could make it another brighter light.
Notes.
If we wanted.
Well, I mean, it's a bit lighter here. Like, we can kind of see here. When we go back, that'll be useful.
Okay. Do we see any flowers in this box valley?
No. Do we go... Crap, I don't remember anything what she said. James says in character. Josh also said because he's.
Like, oh, it's easy to roleplay your character when you're not. When you can't remember what the person said, right?
So we go. Let's just go through the valley.
Okay. Can I roll a wisdom check to see if I suddenly remember something?
I've heard that one in a police story.
Oh, it'd be funny.
Come on, intelligence.
15.
Okay, both of you roll surprise. All three of you, I should say.
And this is how I roll a dwarf.
This is how I roll a dwarf.
This is how you roll a dwarf.
Five.
You already have another character.
You're not surprised.
Okay. Jeez. Yeah, but you can't use that one.
Either dead or
he's gone forever.
He's in the midst of his own machinations.
He's actually in Ulgrim's cave.
Anyway.
That's why I said dead or slave.
I saw it.
Food you, or thrall.
So basically what happens is, you realize there's movement in the woods to your right.
I mean, basically.
And all three of you sort of spin and look that way. And you see what looks to be a small herd of deer, seven or eight of them.
Deer!
And they bound down out of the woods on your right, and they are headed into this valley.
They're not as moody as me.
The valley that we're in?
Yeah, but they're basically passing you. In the same direction you're going, they're passing you on the right. And they're moving fairly gracefully.
Deers eat flowers, don't they? Let's follow.
It's dark.
Yes, follow. Dash after the deer.
Kev?
Hold up.
Deer dash. A little bit more light now. We're dashing after the deer.
Dun 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 dun.
He's keeping the mood.
Dun 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 dun.
All right. So the walls of the canyon do rise on either side of you, and even though there's more light here, looking up there, you really can't see anything. You just see like dark silhouettes of rock and stuff. And then you come to a point where there's a fork in the little stream, and it's going to the right or straight, and then on the right there's a pool, and the deer are gathered around the pool and they're drinking from the water. It's a couple of extras, but they're right there.
It's a deer drinking.
Let's go drink the water.
Let's go shoot.
Follow me to the right.
Let's go shoot.
And I go to the right.
Okay. I'm combating for my bow. I need to
As you approach, the deer get skittish. They're backing away.
I would laugh if a druid comes out and kills you because you guys killed the deer.
I put away the mandolin and I have my bow out.
I'm pretty sure they can outrun me.
Okay, one particularly large, obviously male deer with a good sized rack.
Ooh.
Edges forward, steps his foot in the edge of the water, and he lowers his head toward you and he looks angry.
I use a improved fantastic force.
Angry.
Shields!
And I'm going to use it to make a arrow small
match.
Box like that big with a button on top.
Oh, wait, no, I lost my shield. That's right.
Okay.
I'm going to get behind Jake, kind of like.
All right, well, anyway,
in front of me.
So you raise your hands. And you begin to stretch this box into being. See if the creature takes this as an offensive action.
Threatened.
If the deer begins to charge, I'll interpose myself.
Well, it wouldn't take much of a charge, considering you're like two steps away. He already stepped forward. You guys went toward the water. You were almost there. They backed up. Then he stepped back forward, so now there's only like two steps between him and you.
I have my bow and I'm making ready to
interpose myself.
Okay, so you're going to block him from Basil, is what you're saying.
I'm making distance between us.
I'm not sure if he takes it as an offensive action or not, but you see that most of the other deer have backed away, and while Bajor is stretching reality, he turns his head and bounds in one clean step across the water, and it looks like they're going to run the whole mess of it.
Quick, throw it. Fire!
I drink water.
Okay. And so you have a box with a bunch on it.
Moody deer.
Okay. I press the button, and it pops out into a composite longbow. Wow.
Okay. So you have a composite
like
longbow.
Deer moods.
Okay. Basil has a composite longbow.
Yeah.
Can I have some?
All right. After a few seconds, you realize the deer have all moved at least off out of easy sight range.
Dang it. Man, that was going to be so cool.
Okay.
You made a composite longbow and shot
him. I didn't shoot him.
And there, I make it so there's a little button, a little like lever on the side of the bow, like just above where you would hold it. You can hit it with your thumb and turn back into a box.
Okay.
And then I want to believe it's real.
Box of bone leaves.
As a, you're going to put it back into a box and then believe it's real?
I'm going to make it. I'm going to change it back into a box.
Okay.
And then change it back into a bow with the button on it.
Okay.
And then believe it's real.
Okay. Failure saving throw.
Alright. I'm going to take my ring protection off.
Okay.
And give myself the negative, or positive, or whatever it is.
Okay.
Positive 2. Or negative 2. 19.
Nope, that doesn't look real to you.
Alright. So, do I lose control of it then, or?
No.
Okay.
So you have, well, you have to believe it's real. And you're looking at it, you're thinking, that's not real. It starts to fade, basically, out of existence, and you realize it's obviously an illusion. You can maintain it, which will allow you to keep the spell, probably with reduced duration, or otherwise it's just going to go away completely.
I will maintain it.
Okay. So you concentrate, you manage to keep it from disappearing completely.
Okay.
You now, have a bow with a button on it.
Now I change it into a normal longbow.
Okay.
Wait, does she use a longbow or a short bow? Short bow.
She uses a normal longbow, I use a comp longbow.
You use a longbow?
Normal longbow.
I change it into a normal longbow.
Okay.
With a button on it that turns into a box.
Okay, you change it into a normal longbow with a button on it.
And then I press the button and turn it into a box.
Okay, turn it into a box.
And then I press the button again and turn it back.
Turn it back into a bow.
And now I like to believe it is real.
Black eye.
Okay.
Yeah, black eyes.
Yeah, you're saving your
room. What are you guys all doing during this?
Eight.
I'm drinking water.
Ten minus two.
Alright, so a real permanent bow with a button on it.
Okay, I press the button.
Nothing happens.
Let's
dang
go,
it.
Bezor. Ding, 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 ding.
The button makes a little clicky sound.
Ding, 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 ding.
You are the champion, my friend.
Alright, I've got a bow with a duck call on it. With a duck call.
Baby duck. Very small duck.
Anybody want a bow with a duck call? Great hunting tool.
Where'd you get that bow?
I hope
no,
that
but now
work.
You have a 6-foot-long piece of wood you gotta carry around.
Speaking of yesterday,
also, you don't have any arrows, just on a side note.
True that.
I pull a caltrop back in the strain.
You need to make a slingshot.
But what, I put 3 caltrops in a pouch. I put the pouch on the string. Make sure the caltrops are sticking out through
we
the
pouch. We just need to make a caltrop slingshot.
Alright, anyway, standing in the valley by the water.
I fire it in the string.
What do you do?
Look
you're
for
an owl.
Flowers. I look for flowers.
Yeah, there's no flowers here. There's no vegetation here hardly at all.
I wanted one.
Where'd Bezo go?
Stone.
It made me fall.
Ding?
Who was with me? I think it was you. When there was that one owl.
I play my questionable note. Ding? The idea we would trademark.
Okay, so now we will go to the other path, I guess.
And you'll have my angry.
Go where?
The other way the stream is going.
So you follow the other fork, away from the pond. Yes. Okay. So, you can't really see much to the right past the pond. You realize the animals went up
put
that way.
But,
okay. So as you start up the stream, you just spot the deer a couple of times. You see the flick of an eye, a little bit of light here or there in the darkness.
And I have an arrow.
And it starts to slope up slightly as you're walking. And you come to the point where you're past the rock, and then you see the stream continues on, meandering, goes into the trees, which is all dark. You see a hint of dark green here and there, but you see like lines of dark shadows. And then there's a slope up to the left that seems to be, at least at the bottom where you are, it seems to be dirt turning to grass.
Ooh, grass.
Grass, yes, that means flowers.
That's probably definitely where deer would eat flowers. Let's go.
Okay, so you're climbing up the cliff.
I'm playing the mandolin.
I could fudge and give them a random encounter, but I haven't rolled one yet. So. All right, anyway, so you're up into the grass, and sure enough, with your candlelight and the bit of ambient light, you do find some purple flowers, some pink flowers, some yellow flowers, and some orange flowers.
Nice.
The orange ones have just a little bit of a trim of purple on them. They're orange with a little trim of purple.
I shall grab orange and purple.
I shall play the mandolin.
What she said? She said red and purple flowers, right?
Pink and purple.
Ting, ting, ting,
which
ting.
One smell nicest?
Okay, you get down and try to smell one?
Yes.
Smell pretty good. Smells pretty good. Do you have any coffee? I'm just kidding. Roll a
d20.
D20. Five.
Okay, yes. So you're fairly certain that the purple flowers smell better.
All right. I will take some of the purple ones.
First cup was awful. The second cup was good.
Let's see. The red ones would probably look pretty good with those. And yeah, I'll just get like.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of everything, mostly purple. More purple than anything else.
Yes.
I'm gonna be listening for anything creeping on us.
Okay. You hear animals moving, a lot of things awake at night, coming down the stream. You see. Some kind of a fat, looks like a groundhog, but you can't really see it. You just see a lump of moving, kind of a fat little short-legged animal comes up to the water and drinks. Could be a beaver, maybe, but again, you can't tell. Can't see its tail.
Well, not a Jane is not with me. Practice my bow shooting.
You're beginning to think that these wild elves probably have a pretty good relationship with most of these animals. So, all right. So you have collected the flowers, and now
let's head back. You remember the way back, right, Mazor?
Yes.
Follow the stream through the valley to start with. That part's easy.
Yep, through the valley.
Okay. And where do you turn left?
Or right? Left.
Where do you turn back toward the village at, assuming
I turn back
you remember
toward
which
the
way
village
that is?
At when we get to the part that is the open place that we turn not at.
In other words, you have no idea where to turn left to go toward the village at because you didn't like mark where you encountered the stream out in any way. So you get back into the woods, into the dark, where it's so dark you can barely see, so you're certain you're in the right part of the woods, but you don't really know where to turn left at. However, if you turn left, in theory, you'll eventually see lights or something that will indicate you.
Well, let's just walk for left. Like 2 minutes or so, and then turn at some point.
Ting ting.
Okay.
Ting,
ting, so ting, roll ting, a D3.
Ting ting.
Ting, I thought you ting, knew ting, where ting, we were.
Two.
Okay. So you find a spot. You turn roughly left, not right.
Yeah, no, because the stream is moving this direction.
Yep.
I know we're on this side of the stream.
Right.
So we must turn back.
Ting, ting.
Correct. So you turn back in the direction of the village, generally speaking.
Relative to the
village. You walk for what you think is about a half mile, which is longer than you walked to find the stream in the first place, and there's no sign of the village.
You can use it.
Wasn't there
I turn slightly to our right and continue to walk this direction.
Okay.
I keep following him. All right.
You walk about a quarter mile more. No sign of village.
I turn this direction and continue walking.
Turn due right.
Like we were going this way originally, so I turn like 120 degrees.
Okay.
Bezor, are we lost?
All right.
Perhaps.
So you walk for about 3/4 of a mile and find the stream.
All right, that's it. I stand up and I go, jump as high as I can to see the village.
Okay, jump straight up in the air as high as you can. Roll a d20.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, wait a second. This 19. Is funny. Now this is funny.
Batman.
How much structural does he get this time?
Okay, so he steps away from you, which leaves the two of you standing in utter darkness.
Ding, 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 ding.
Right? And you can see him, though, because he's got the candlelight on him.
Are we in the canopy?
Yeah, I'm 70%. Yeah.
Okay. We just watch him. We're just going to watch him fall.
He jumps up, and you see the light go up in the trees, disappear above the trees, and you see a dark shadow with wide wings swoop by and grab him.
Is it my griffin?
You can roll initiative.
Well, now I need to go back to the village. But, okay,
7.
He's dead.
We need to go chase after him.
He's dead.
And he's gone. Like, he's been like...
What are the chances of that?
It was pretty rare, actually. I missed like the first 12 random encounters, but I got that one.
Dude discovers the,
but,
the surprise.
In all fairness, you are a bobbing light.
True. It's like you see a fish jump out of the water and it's like...
Yep. Okay, anyway, so you have initiative. You have been clutched in the claws of some kind of reptilian creature.
Ooh.
The wind is racing by, it's whipping your hair and your clothing. It has its claws on your arm and kind of on your left side. So your cloak, your pack if you have it, your shirt.
Your fanny pack.
And you've not been damaged yet.
Yeah.
But you are in the clutches.
Do I think I'd be able to cast up here?
Depends. I mean, the wind is racing by. You'll be distracted.
I begin to cast Wraith Form.
Okay. So,
rest in peace me, but I'm going to be so lost when the wind stops,
so
but I'm just going to get
roll,
out of here.
Just roll a save versus spell with +2 on your dice, and you can include your inspection as well.
Made it by 1.
Okay, so you are able to cast Wraith Form. So you go,
3 segment casting time.
And you feel yourself dissipate. And you become like a... And then the wind hits you, and the creature
and
just storms on ahead. And you're drifting in the wind. You feel yourself getting further and further apart.
All right, I cut the smell.
All right.
And I,
you go, no, wait, I'm real!
I draw Eric in midair.
And
mid-air.
You're falling.
And I draw Eric in midair.
Okay.
And I try to attack a tree.
Okay, you're going to try to hit a tree on the way down. First of all, we're going to roll and see if there is a tree.
If he falls in the village,
30% chance.
Falls in the village and comes down on turn.
No, he disappeared. Once the creature grabbed him, you totally lost sight of him. And you two are standing pretty much side by side in utter darkness.
Not playing a note. That's unfortunate.
Play the death march.
No.
It seems like he just left. Bezor just left.
Bezor just abandoned us?
So for the record, the story is...
There is no tree on the way down.
Is there anything?
For the record, the story is... He just jumped and that was it. He's gone.
Okay, let's see.
That's the story.
Okay.
You're the weak link here. We gotta make sure that you stick with the story.
Bezor jumped and he disappeared.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes,
so he's by the time you let go of him, he has arced out across the beach and over the edge
that's
of Rose Lake. So you're falling
too.
Toward the lake, so you should probably not die.
All right,
that's
good.
The good news. But it's going to be real cold and real wet.
Well,
let's
try to find a way back.
This is your second time being dumped in a lake in like a week.
All right.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. So yes, you are actually hitting the lake.
I do a cannonball.
It's the X and. Pull your legs up and
I
down into the water.
Throw the axe down, and then it breaks the surface tension.
I don't know that.
Okay, you will take 4 points of damage.
Yeah.
On impact with the ice cold water.
Said?
Okay.
Well, that's more intelligent.
And you're preparing to like swim back to the surface.
I said to do that.
However, the water here must only be about 4 foot deep because you go straight down in the water, and then your butt and your backside hits the sand hard, like down under the water. And then you go to try to go up, and you realize your butt is stuck in the sand.
All right.
Every time
I'm trying to stick my feet up and plant them, and try and see if it can
so
count
jump,
as a leap.
So you jump clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you vanish the sand? Oh, I need to pee.
Okay. Okay. So, in the village, Brunson is sitting there, and are you awake, Ron?
Yeah.
Okay. With your two elven ladies, and you're reading the spells, basically, and it's going pretty well. And there's a late dinner, basically, that's going on, real food. Good, mostly vegetables, but there's some meat. What?
Timmy! Timmy here.
Hey!
Come on in, come on in.
You died, by the way.
Clear up your confusion of space over here a little bit there, Arden.
Okay,
is that the guy you were looking for?
I feel old, come on.
Did I was looking for?
No. Those are two of the guys that sometimes are over there, though. I don't
think that's not him. No,
well, Bezor,
that's
the oldest guy. Guys
there you go.
What if that was like a wyvern or a pterodactyl?
What do I have here?
This is quite a wyvern.
I wish I could get a good look at what it was. Did I get a good look at what that was, the dragon?
It's either a wyvern or a dragon, probably, or something.
Nope, didn't really get a good look at it.
It's probably my griffin that I made it flew away.
I jumped up!
It's reptilian.
Oh, it's reptilian.
And in the middle of the woods, a dragon flew down and smacked me.
It would be funny if it was your own griffin.
This is him for now.
It's like, yum.
He also loves his character, so he brought two names as well.
Bezor's so crazy that we would
have. We were joking before saying Preston was the most loved player character because he had two characters. Two ministers. One for walking, one for playing. Anyway, so Brunson is sitting there, you're with the ladies, and all of a sudden, from your left, you hear like a snapping of branches. And Bezor comes in, hits the ground, bounces once, and slides just short of the fire, partially embedded in the sand. So as the sand goes up inside his cloak and stuff, and he's laying on the ground. And, I mean, for a moment, it looks like he's dead. There's some mist that expels from his mouth, and then there's a, like, moisture that's coming up off of him.
So what was Bezor entrance?
And you take another 1 point of damage. That's pretty impressive, actually. Okay. So, Bezor's back.
Oh, that's bad.
How long have you been gone?
So did I tell you about this room?
Ow.
He goes right back to the... He just ignores you and goes right back to the...
How long have you been gone?
Maybe 45 minutes, an hour.
We're going to be gone a couple of hours. Yeah.
All right. So,
it now occurs to you that you left them in the dark, in the woods, with no light.
It wasn't on purpose, but now I shall use a phantasmal force, my final one, to create a very tall pillar just outside the village.
Okay.
Pillar of what?
Of wood.
Not light.
He likes light. To make things out of wood.
And there will be a lantern on top.
You're making fire fingers.
Well, be aware, because you are, even though you're a little nuts, you're also wise.
Yeah.
This is a secret village. So.
All right, no lantern, just a pillar.
Okay, no lantern, just a pillar. All right.
So, I just need to be able to... Wait, hold on. I suddenly realized that it's not going to help me find out where they are if there's no light on them, so... Wait.
So now it's just a stubby block.
I began thinking again. And now... It's going to be a long shot, but I'm going to give it a try.
Okay.
Could ask somebody for help.
I will give myself... That's even more of a long shot. I will give myself wings.
Okay.
Oh, dear. You should run into this thing again.
And I will believe that I can... That I have wings that can fly.
I believe I can fly.
All right.
Alter self some wings.
I will take my ring of protection off. And then I will try and believe.
You're going to try to have wings permanently?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're like, my wingspan's probably going to be like
Like, each wing's probably going to be, like, 4 or 5 feet long, but then it can, like...
Are they attached to your body, or...?
Yeah, attached to my back.
Like, oh, dragon wings,
they're
witch wings,
like
butterfly
angel wings.
Now you're beginning to see why illusions are so messed up.
Like, angel wings, basically.
You're going to have to tear those off.
No, I can use change self.
Oh, my God.
And now... I believe it.
Okay. So you're going to create wings for yourself and believe that they're real.
Yeah, believe that they are real with flappability.
Flappability.
What does flappability look like?
They have the ability to flap.
Do you use it to flap?
Yes, how do you see that exactly?
I just like look back and I see it flapping right there.
Okay, so it's flapping at the time.
No, I can make
you
it
believe
flap
it.
Though.
Okay, but yeah. That how do you see that is the point.
That's a good question.
That's the problem.
I will make them... with handles. Right here.
So you in case they don't flap, you can do it manually.
Not you can hit the muscle or whatever.
How are you going to graft them into your nervous system?
So now, if you're going to do it that way,
better if you didn't,
it can be
so
just
can
a backpack.
Just take them
it doesn't
off.
Have to be attached to your back or whatever.
Yeah, I'll make it a backpack.
So you're making a theoretically flyable wing backpack.
Yes.
That has handles that you
and
flap.
And has a strap right here so it won't come off easily.
You're all going right. To die.
You can attach it to your legs and maybe use your running proficiency with it.
Okay, anyway, so...
and give it pedals.
Made a backpack
and
of wings
and
handles.
And give it pedals like a bicycle in case my arms get tired.
What?
Stop.
To make the...
What's to use running proficiency?
I'm picking it on. Okay. To make the wings go?
Yeah. So it can use either, not
you're making both. A flying bicycle at this point.
You're going to give it pedals like a what?
like
that thing that's never been invented?
Like, I'm using it as an out-of-play analogy. Like, pedals like
so,
a grinding,
like a grinding
sharpener
wheel.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
All right. So you're making your save to see if it's real, and you have +5 on the save.
All right. No problem. I put my ring protection away as well. All
right. +5, and then you can give yourself -2, right?
Yeah.
+3. Yep. That's so I need a 9 or less on this dice.
Your
14.
I told you, they rolled a black one.
Your save's only a 6.
It's a 12.
Right.
He wants to fail it. He takes 3 away. And he takes
he's trying
away
to get under it, not over it.
5.
Right.
Sure,
so
roll the black
plus
one. Black one rolls so low.
Right.
What is your save?
12.
So then it's a 15.
Whoops.
Right?
No, he's got +3 on the dice.
Chair down.
Oh.
Chair down.
Yeah, plus.
And that's on the chair and it died, so apparently it was due. Because Owen was sitting on it at that
like
moment.
Don't forget to try out one of our other Low Moon podcasts.
Yeah, I got one here. I just kneel my other leg. Okay, so no, this does not even strike you as real.
Dang it. I'm sure that would work. Alright.
And actually the spell ends.
Dang it. It's a good try.
Yes, you went for a little radical there.
But now
you don't have a tower either.
I wonder if I use change shells to give myself wings, would they work?
Let's go find them. This is an excursion for flowers that's taken like an hour and a half.
Okay. Meanwhile, the two of you are what? Picking a random direction and heading back?
Which direction do you think we should go?
That way! Yeah, I'll just...
That way.
Alright, let's go that way.
Ding 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 ding
5.
1.
Okay.
Together we get 6.
All right. So the two of you pick a direction that you think is right and walk, and you walk right into the village.
Yay!
Nice.
Next time he doesn't guide.
Good job.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
You see him. He looks a little beat up. There's sand in his hair. He's still soaking wet.
Come on. Put the mandolin away. We'll pull out the violin. Go, I need some groupies. I'm walking.
I go.
All right, now where to find Delisha?
Okay. So you go looking for Delisha to give her flowers, and then people are generally settling in.
Would I know what, like...
You need to sleep so you can get spells back.
Yeah, I do. But would I know what, like, good features would be, like, to raise comeliness? Would I know?
You to do it well, I can have a decent chance, but actually having the effect you're looking for, you would need like either disguise proficiency.
I do have that.
So you do it by way of disguise. Remember, yeah, and you have to be changed self to get actually change your features.
Yeah, I have that.
So it is possible.
So I will go look in the lake.
But
you
bear in mind that to ever look like you again, you would have to do the same thing again.
But backwards. And remember what I look like.
Yes. So you could be trying any number of times to potentially get it back because you'd be doing it from memory only.
Yeah. But I will look in the pond.
You can theoretically make yourself handsome. Not getting exactly what you intended. But to go back to looking like you would be from memory.
Just make yourself look like you but prettier.
Why can't
you? Yeah, so I will look
at one of the elves make a portrait of you first.
Right.
That's take forever. I will look in the pond for 10 to 15 minutes trying to memorize my features and then change myself to be the prettiest I can be. With
a more handsome man.
He becomes a woman.
It's not a wish spell. We're not warping it. So you're trying for him just to be a more handsome individual.
Yes.
I want to be more handsome before I go to bed.
Yes.
Some half of our sessions boil down to our illusionist trying to believe his illusions.
That's not true. Okay, moving on.
We have an illusionist. That would be why.
Okay.
Maybe 20%.
20% of this one so far.
Roll.
At least.
Your saving throw.
I want to fail, right?
If you're trying to make it permanent.
All right. So I take my ring protection off. Okay.
So you are very familiar with what you actually look like. So you're going to have an inherent +8 roll on your dice.
Ooh, that's a toughie.
Yes, because you're not summoning a disguise.
Yeah.
You're trying to actually envision yourself as something different than
plus
what you
currently
are.
+6 on your die roll.
So you have +6 on your die roll. Permanently increase.
One!
All right.
I made it by
roll
D3. 2.
Okay, that's what you add to your comeliness.
Nice. 15 plus 2.
Is his ego high enough now to be Eric?
Roll even odd.
Or left, forward, down, right.
No.
Even odd.
Back.
Odd.
Okay. You're still human as far as you can tell.
Uh-oh.
Why did I do that?
Okay.
Your skin, the shape of your face is a little better.
I check my ear.
Hair's normal.
All right. There's
a notable difference. So you will not look like you to anyone who has known you before. You will have to convince them that you are you.
Comeliness doesn't change my ego, does it?
No.
Okay.
Only intelligence with charisma. All
right. I will go and try.
You can't do charisma because charisma is personality.
Will you still sound the same?
So I will go and try to convince Dearmood that it is myself before I go to sleep.
Okay. Well, at that point...
Just your mood.
We're going to stop with that. You convince him it's not a problem.
Right.
You can break him over the coals a little bit if you want.
I have Eric and all my...
You deliver the flowers to Delijah, and she is very happy to receive them from you. In fact, offers to take a walk with you along the lake.
Yes.
Which she puts some of the flowers in her hair. You notice that she only chooses the purple and pink flowers, not the red ones. And then... The two of you walk along the lake. You don't talk much, but she does talk to you about basic, important things of elven heritage, stories from their history, things like that. Nothing overly significant. Tells you the story of her favorite human mother, which, ironically, some of the memories that she has of her favorite human mother remind you a lot of your mother. Who passed away when you were quite a bit younger, but just the character of her seems very similar.
What's her mother's name? Roll.
Yeah, I'll make it up. Hold on a second.
Laquanda. Cordelia.
Daquan, but
okay. Daquan. So, the name that she gives, which obviously elves have a lot of names, and so even though she was human, she probably had a lot of names, but she says Kumin.
Comeliness.
Kumin.
Comeliness.
K-U-M-I-N-E-I-N. And what's Jake's mom's name?
Audrey.
Audrey?
Audrey.
Audrey.
I know an Audrey.
You know an Audrey McAllister?
No. You said they were married.
Okay. Anyway, so basically Mr. you McAllister. Have a romantic walk.
Yeah, romantic walk.
At one point in time, you just walk next to her, chivalric. You kind of might extend your arm, and she would hold your arm for stabling herself, whatever. But you kind of get the idea that she might be more stable on her feet than you are. So she does not accept the one time that you extend your arm, which is more for formality or anything. And then after that, the two of you just walk side by side. At the end of the walk, they come back around to the beach, like it's leading to the village. And she's actually walking in the near ice cold water barefoot, and she seems to enjoy it greatly. She seems to be in a really good mood, laughing, smiling.
How's your chance? Go for the kiss.
Would I be able to be watching this?
No.
Okay.
Be able to come down the road.
From a bush.
You didn't know what's happening, and you're off training, so.
Your food emerges from the water.
Meow, meow, meow. Okay. Anyway, she tells you two things of significance, one of which I will not tell you right now because I don't want anyone else to hear it. It'll remind me later. But one of them she does say to you that she asks you to, until you see each other again, keep an eye on Theon. Because he is young and some say reckless. But I know that he has an axe to grind with our father, and if he is successful, it will be good for our kingdom, for my family, maybe for the whole world.
These elves are full.
Elves. I don't know why anyone would want to.
And then the other one she tells you is cryptic, and she declines to give you any more information. She says, I just want to say to you that there's a time in the future that you will need this, and it is, and she tells you what it is, and then she won't tell you any more about it. And you ask, well, what does that even mean? I don't understand. She's like, you'll know.
You should tell everyone in the party and ask them to decipher it for you.
She didn't say it's secret or anything.
The baby's an orc.
Is that what it looks like?
The time in the future you'll need this. This, and then she won't give any more. Okay? And that's really late by the time we've been walking all the way around the lake. The walk was almost 2 hours. So.
Like a boss. Didn't even touch
okay. So real quick to catch you up, because you weren't here, basically what happened was everybody made it safely back. You and Kareem had managed to get some more equipment, some basic equipment, things that you needed together. And then Bazar came around and called a party meeting, and everybody came together, and they all talked about leaving in the morning. And Kareem said he wants to go to a village, or a town, it's a city actually, called Albatross, which is in the eastern Pomar. You're familiar with it, you've heard of it, probably have been there at some point in time in the past. It's not the nicest place in the world, but if you've got money to pay your way, most people just leave you alone as long as you don't look weak and overly wealthy.
You don't think you need it until you need it.
You know, the inns and taverns are safer than camping in the countryside. And so he wants to go there, and Bazor was basically petitioning the group to take him there. And they have a friend who's missing. Bazor and he have a friend who's missing, named Minx. And she was lost in the Dark Army at the same time they both were, and she was sold into slavery, they believe, in Alabaster. And so he wants to go there and look for her. Bazor entreated the party to give them one day, that they stop there and stay there for no more than 24 hours, which actually was Theon who put the limit on it. He said, we're not staying there for any more than 24 hours. And Bazor said, that should be fine. And so they're going to go to, they want to go to Albatross and look for any clue what might happen to Minx. But before that, they have committed to go and deal with these hobgoblins, some distance east of here. Anything with the hobgoblins have been weaponizing animals. So they were taking animals from the forest and then intentionally hurting them and putting like spikes and blades and stuff on the animals and then healing them up. And probably using them to fight or for whatever purpose, but they didn't really know. And the druid that they met said that she would help them in exchange for the party going there and dealing with the hobgoblins and figuring out what's going on. Bezor actually said killing the hobgoblins, but then somebody said she didn't necessarily say kill them, just stop them. And they actually talked about it openly, which you didn't previously know, that what she offered to trade them was potions for to cure lycanthropy. But you've never heard of a potion that can cure lycanthropy, but you know what lycanthropy is. It's a disease that causes people to turn into werewolves.
Yeah, I mean, your name is
Lycan. Yeah. Yeah. And so, apparently, some of the party members are infected with lycanthropy. They didn't say specifically who, but she was willing to concoct potions.
That guy.
No, he doesn't know that.
At the meeting, they didn't say who. So anyway, they agreed to go there and stop the hobgoblins in exchange for the potions, which they have less than a week to do. So they're pretty much done here tomorrow morning. And then Janny was the last hiccup. She said that the druid that she's staying with wanted to take her early in the morning to meet some animal friend of hers in the forest and had invited Janny along, so it would be good for Janny to come. And Theon kind of read her the riot act, but the party in general thought it was a little shaky that she go by herself. And so she and Charlotte went back to the druid and talked to her about Charlotte being allowed to go with her. So Charlotte and Janny are supposed to go before dawn to go meet this animal in the woods. And then, not too long after dawn, the whole party is leaving to go east, back to where the hobgoblins are. One point of clarification, by the way, that you guys didn't deal with in the meeting, just occurred to me just now. Remember, you got to Rose Lake, ferried by Turin. And as of right now, Turin and Delijah are leaving in the morning, and they didn't offer to ferry you back. You go back to the Farmersons on foot, that's a 5-day walk. So somebody might want to figure that out and do something about it, or otherwise that's kind of where you're at. And you can go by horse if you had horses, but you don't have horses. Horses would be faster.
Yeah, where are our horses? Back to the Farmersons.
Back to Farmersons, yep. They, Charlotte tipped the Farmersons above and beyond the money that the party had already given them out of party funds. She asked the party, is everyone okay if I tip them out of party funds, give